Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 72 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 11th is describe a situation where you are anxious because you've not seen results as quickly as you would like. What if your achievements were being delayed because there was something bigger in store for you? Write down three ways you can benefit from having your achievement delayed. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. On yesterday's episode, we talked about the difference between going after results and becoming a better person through an inside-out process. And what often happens is we are okay with focusing on the process when we first start something. But after a certain period of time, we start wondering when the results are going to kick in. And this is why enjoying the journey is an outside fundamental, an action fundamental, because we have to actively make a choice to relish every moment and search for the meaning and purpose in not just the good times and the times of plenty, but the bad times and the lean times as well. We have all probably seen students who start the year optimistically, but their attitude shifts when, according to their perspective, things go back to the way they were the year before. If you're a coach, you've probably had players who work extremely hard during the first few weeks of practice. They have the vision that they're going to be a star, but after the first few games of sitting the bench, their effort level drops off. One of my favorite stories from my days of coaching is about one of our players whose last name was Brown, and we called him Brownie. He was a senior during my first year as a high school varsity basketball coach. When I sat down to have individual meetings with each of the players after the first few weeks of practice, I told Brownie I didn't foresee him being in the regular rotation of players. As we sat in the bleachers after practice, he responded, quote, "That's okay, I just enjoy being part of the team," end quote. But after our first 10 games, Brownie got his chance. When some other players lost their starting positions due to discipline issues, I inserted Brownie into the starting lineup. He took full advantage of his opportunity and became a starter for a large part of the season. Brownie's hustle and determination became a staple of our team during that time, and his consistent play and leadership were a big part of our turnaround. He is a shining example of someone who does their work and goes about their business without any fanfare. When his opportunity came, he was able to get results and play toward the limits of his potential. But most importantly, he was able to make the choice to enjoy his journey when times were bad for him and when times were good. So how about you? Are you anxious about some results that haven't come as quickly as you hoped? Is it possible that your achievements are being delayed because there's something bigger in store for you? What are three benefits of having your achievement delayed? Sometimes we want all the answers to everything, but part of enjoying the journey is knowing that there isn't always an answer to everything. You might wonder why or how Brownie was able to get results and achieve what he did, even though he had the mindset to seek fulfillment and he made the choice to enjoy the journey. Was it that he wasn't ready for the opportunity he wanted at the beginning of the season? Maybe. Was it that if he would have been a starter from the beginning of the year, he wouldn't have been as likely to get close to his true potential? Maybe. Was it that he needed to build character and learn to be resourceful during the times when things weren't going his way? Maybe. I'd like to offer one possible answer to these questions that may not have an answer. Perhaps Brownie achieved those results precisely because he made the choice to enjoy the journey. Now that's living from the inside out, and that's writing your own story. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the 1% Leadership Podcast. Until next time, keep searching for your purpose and the potential you were created for, and keep making a positive impact on your students by giving them a better version of you every day.